Your neighborhood gives me the creeps. Your neighborhood gives me the creeps. Ooh, your neighborhood gives me the creeps.
Welcome all you spooks and kooks to Weird Chicago Radio Season 2, brought to you by Weird Chicago Ghost Tours, www.weirdchicago.com.
Your neighborhood gives me the creeps. Your neighborhood gives me the creeps.
Hi, and welcome to Weird Chicago Radio. I'm Adam Seltzer. You know, one thing that differentiates Weird Chicago from some other ghost tours is that we're constantly adding stops to our route. We have several different routes that we can take based on traffic or our mood, or really which locations seem to be active lately and which don't. One of our new stops is the Congress Hotel, just south of the Loop in downtown Chicago. Some say that this is the most haunted hotel in the city. Now, it's a very elegant late 19th century hotel with a lot of history behind it and quite a few ghost stories. Another thing we like to brag about is the fact that we do more historical research than most tours, and we've recently dug up some very interesting information about who these ghosts in the Congress Hotel might be the ghost of, which we'll tell you about later on. See, first of all, I want to talk a little bit about the ghosts of Theodore Roosevelt, which is said to haunt the hotel. Now, we have never found a good account of anyone actually seeing the ghost, just a couple of mentions on a webpage, but the hotel was one of Roosevelt's favorites. It was his headquarters several times over the years, and as an EVP guy, recording a voice going bully would be like a holy grail. Most importantly, though, it's primary season here in the United States. Super Tuesday is just a few days off, and we here at Weird Chicago think that the mainstream media has been totally unfair to Colonel Roosevelt and ignoring him this entire election season. So we're going to pick up where they left off and give TR a chance to endorse a candidate. I think I've officially become a journalist the same way I became a historian, which of course is sneaking in through the back door. Anyway, without further ado, today's podcast is actually taken from the EVP mic that I was using on a special mid-tour mini-investigation. So, if you folks want to play along and see if you can hear any spooky voices, go right ahead. We go now to the Congress Hotel.
Music by Benny Goodman is being presented from the Joseph Urban Room of the Congress Hotel in downtown Chicago. And now, Benny Goodman's arrangement of The Bugle Call Rang.
Okay, we're going to start with the Florentine. All right, now, there are a lot of ghosts that have been reported over here. Some of the more famously reported ones are Theodore Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt, Thomas Edison, and Frank Lloyd Wright, all of whom stayed here at one point or another. However, I have never talked to anybody who's had any kind of experience with any of those ghosts whatsoever. There are quite a lot of ghosts that get reported, though. There's a little boy who's been seen running around, also a little girl I just found out. A lot of people have reported their television sets being turned off and on in the room. Oh, yeah. We actually have a... You hear about that a lot?
I experienced that one.
Yeah, and we actually get a... We have an explanation for that. One of the last people to live here permanently back in the days when old people would just move into hotels was a guy called the Judge. And this guy's way of amusing himself is he would wheel around in his wheelchair with a remote control turning TVs off and on. So when it happens now, they like to attribute it to the Judge.
Thanks for accommodating us. Appreciate it.
Okay, well, we're coming into... Yeah. And what we're coming into now is the Florentine room. My usual experience with the staff seems to be that they think this is the spookiest of the rooms. I've had a couple of people tell me that they've heard music coming out of here in the middle of the night.
Well, that's because they used to play a piano right there.
Yeah, there used to be a piano right there. There was actually skating parties that took place in here. And actually, this is the room if Theodore Roosevelt is around, this is the room he's going to be in. You see, this room was Roosevelt's headquarters during a couple of political conventions. It was in this room in 1912 that Theodore Roosevelt jumped up on a table over there and said, "That's it, I'm getting out of the Republican Party." 6 weeks later, he was back in the same room forming the American Progressive Party, which came to be known as the Bull Moose Party. Now, as I said, we here at Weird Chicago think that Colonel Roosevelt has been totally and unfairly ignored by the mainstream media. So I've got a microphone right here. Colonel Roosevelt, if you would like to endorse a candidate for the primaries, now's the time. Of course, if I pick up a weird voice now, it's going to sound totally suspicious. Anyway, you guys can walk around, try to take some pictures. Photographic stuff, we haven't gotten much yet. What? You've seen the pictures moving? Oh, the ceiling, that one I haven't heard about before. The ceiling, I guess.
Portrait. Yeah. There's been activity that they move.
Yeah.
The pictures move? Yeah. Why is it so hot?
The heaters.
Why is it so hot?
No good.
Right, that'll heat things up.
Yeah, it's
supposed to
be cold.
Oh, yeah, it's usually cold.
Maybe we should
you come in here, you see Steve.
Yeah. Did you ever hear the music?
Yeah.
Middle of the night? What's it sounded like when you've heard it?
It sounds like symphony.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to hear.
I used to work night shift, so me walking the halls kind of
spooky.
Kind of
spooky.
Seriously though, you're not like making
no,
it
seriously,
close.
No,
because
no.
I like you know. No, you can tell us.
How many ballrooms are in this hotel?
Three.
And it's one that's huge, right?
Right, the gold one.
Mm-hmm. We'll go to that
and
next.
The other one's the great hall.
What did you say?
Oh yeah, walk around, you hear stuff. You hear.
Oh, you hear it.
You hear the piano playing sometimes.
No, wait. No. Oh, is that behind the curtain?
The piano's right there.
Oh, right
there. Behind the curtain's the kitchen.
All right, Colonel, I believe we're still waiting.
In the gold room, we have the one about peg leg guy.
I thought he was in on the seventh floor.
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere now. Okay, well, that's one of the ghosts that has been reported around here. When we first started investigating the place, they told us that people on the seventh floor of the south wing were coming out of the rooms and seeing a guy with a peg leg walking around, or lying on the ground, usually. And we did actually find, and we made a beeline to that hallway. You don't tell a bunch of ghost hunters there's a peg leg ghost up and walking around without us going to check that hallway out. But we did find out that a hobo with a peg leg was murdered here in the 1920s.
So where do they attribute the activity?
This one, no one's entirely sure. Well, like I said, one of the things that we think about is just sudden jolts of energy can create kind of like a psychic imprint, for lack of a better term. And, Roosevelt was an energetic guy. You can kind of imagine he might have been like the Johnny Appleseed of psychic imprints. Going all over the place. There's been many things in here. Jane Addams, who ran the Haunted Hull House, once gave a speech about Archer Avenue, the home of Resurrection Mary, here in the Florentine Room. That's like a tic-tac-toe of Chicago ghost stories. The Hull House? Yeah, we can go there tonight if you want. Yeah, I'll tell you all about it.
I actually see a couple.
You seen a couple?
Are you serious?
I saw the boy.
You saw, what's the boy look like?
He was like dressing late, you know, old clothes.
Yeah?
I couldn't describe it because, you know, he comes and goes so quick.
Yeah, he's running around. How old would you say he is?
About eight?
Yeah. Is that we've got a couple
of... more taller than this.
Yeah, we've got a couple of leads on who it might be. It's either, my guess is it's either a 6-year-old or a 4-year-old. And I got a picture of one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Want to try to match it up?
Okay.
Okay, we can pull this up. Okay, what we think on the boy now, our latest theory is in 1939, a woman was staying here. This was a Czechoslovakian refugee family. They had just fled from Czechoslovakia after the Nazis took over. This is like the saddest story ever told. They had fled here and suffered so much persecution at the hands of German immigrants that the woman actually went insane, rented a room on the 13th floor of this building, and jumped out of the window, followed by her two boys, Carol, who was 6, and Jan, who was 4. So now we think one of those might be the ghost of the little boy that's been sighted, and it could actually be both of them running around separately. Let me pull up the picture here. We actually did come up with a picture of one of those. There's another actual option is, since there's also a girl that's been reported around here, we think it might actually be Donald and Zoodle Stoddard. These were a couple of kids. They didn't die here. They were killed in the Iroquois Theater fire, but their mother was staying here, spent all day looking for them, then collapsed semi-conscious back in her room here just before they were found. Let's see. This was built in 1893. 1893 to accommodate guests for the World's Fair. Let's see.
So it was an opulent 5-star hotel.
Yeah. It was as nice as they get. So here's the...
I think you can see.
Is that what the... This is the picture of Jan Langer.
You look almost just like him.
Just like him?
Yeah.
Think it might have been him or his brother, or his older brother?
Might have been.
Yeah.
Can you come and go so quick?
Yeah, you don't really see too well. Yeah, that's about the one experience I've had. As we were when we did an investigation here, we were staying on the 12th floor. I was leaving my audio recording gear just running up there. And I went up to change the disc. When I stepped out of the room, I got this distinct sense that I was being chased down the hall. And I ran like crazy. I wouldn't look back for anything. And, you know, most likely it was just me being a chicken. But you never know for sure. All right. 12 North is usually what we hear is the spookiest one. There have been quite a few deaths. A couple of the deaths here, a man by the name of Hoyt Smith lived here for 15 years. He was a retired banker before blowing his brains out. 1900, a guy by the name of Captain Louis Ostheim was staying in the hotel. I'm not sure which floor he was on, but he suffered from nightmares, like really violent night terrors. And the theory was that he had woken up in the middle of one and blown his brains out. They found him dead in his room. That was the theory. It was the middle of a nightmare. The really tragic part is he was supposed to be married the next day. 4 years later, 1904, an elevator operator plunged 4 stories down the elevator shaft to his death. 4 years after that, 1908, there was kind of a love triangle between a husband, wife, and a jealous lover that erupted into a shooting in which the husband and wife were both murdered by the front door. They actually reconciled while they were lying there bleeding. I mean, quite a few things, quite a few... very long list of, not a terribly long list of murders, a pretty long list of suicides, really long list of people who died here of natural causes. The guy who coined the term safety first died here, kind of ironically. He was a sloganeer. His name was G.H. Palin was his name. But let's head on over to the Gold Room.
Why is it so susceptible to murders? Is it because it's such a large...
Who can say? You know, I would imagine most old hotels have a body count like that. Also in the... What?
Especially this large,
yeah. And was this also the Joseph Urban Room at one point? The bartender told me it was.
You probably know more than I know.
Okay, so the Joseph Urban Room, there was a 6-month stint where Benny Goodman and his orchestra played, basically introduced the city to swing music. They were through a series of NBC broadcasts. They basically introduced the country to swing music from the Joseph Urban Room. And on our podcast, you'll actually be able to hear, we've got a clip of him playing there with an announcer going live from the Congress Hotel in downtown Chicago, Benny Goodman and his orchestra. It's fantastic.
But, all
right, shall we head over to the Gold Room?
Okay.
Have you ever seen The Hand?
What?
The Hand?
The Hand.
There's a hand. It's actually, are we near the balconies of the Gold Room right now?
No, it just came out, like...
Yeah,
there's a
huge go down the hallway. Right next
actually, there's a closet behind the balconies of the Gold Room. We can actually just look at it from the balconies if you want. In the closet behind one of them, there's actually what looks like a hand. We think is maybe a glove plastered over.
In the balcony?
Yeah, the balcony around the Gold Room. There's like a closet or a storage area or something.
Yeah, it's not a storage area. We got a lot of balconies, but I can't really open them.
Okay. In the Great Hall, Richard Nixon made a speech in there one time. So if you wanted a tricky dicky ghost, it'll be in here. Awesome.
You want to take the elevator or go down the escalator?
Let's go down the escalator. I actually once knew a guy who collected pieces of poop that looked like Nixon. He called them Tricky Dicky Dookies.
hair picture on the wall. That's not even classy at all.
All right, this is the gold room. As warm as it is now, this was actually the first ballroom in the city of Chicago to be air-conditioned. There's been a couple of people, like a guy dressed as a groom who's been seen walking around the balcony up here. I'm wondering if that's maybe Louis Ostheim, the guy who killed himself, middle of a nightmare. One possibility, anyway. And you say the peg leg guy's been seen around here? You ever seen that one? Have you seen it? Really? Yeah. Yeah, but the there's like some back in the hallways over around here. There's what looks like a hand coming out of the wall.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, look, coming out and grabbing onto one of the crossbars. This one was built in the first decade of the 20th century during a big remodel. I want to say 1905.
It's kind of, I think it shows anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because we came from a warm room or something. But I can kind of get chills.
Yeah. You get a picture?
I wanted to show you this, though. You see that right there? It looks like a face when you zoom in.
Oh, man, you're right. Can you email me that?
Is that, do you think that does?
Looks like it to me.
It looks like a really big face.
It looks like a face, and frankly, it kind of looks like Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt, he's back and he's pissed, according to this picture. And we got, what we've got here is like this vaporous, misty face, which we get occasionally like in The Flash, and we can chalk it up to matrixing or a psychological trick that your brain plays. But this does, in fact, look like Roosevelt. He's back and he's pissed.
Yeah.
And those of you listening at home can go to adamselzer.com/congresshotel.html and see quite a few of these pictures. We'll be adding more as they come in.
Maybe it's a reflection. I mean, it did it on the second picture too, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, sorry.
So it could just be, it's usually this thing is just going to turn out to be a psychological trick. See, our brains are kind of trained to see face shapes in things. It's how we tell each other apart.
But I want to be very practical about, you know, I mean, if I see something, I want it to be legitimate.
Yeah, we want to try to eliminate all of the common sense explanations first. Like in here, if you take a picture in here when the lights are out from the balcony, you will get orbs like crazy. Just dozens and upon dozens of them, but they're dust.
If you want.
It's airborne dust particles, though.
Do they leave these lights on, or did you turn these on just now?
Can you turn them off? Does everybody mind if we turn the lights
off? Okay, let's turn off the lights for a minute and see if we can get anything.
If I take a picture in there and look at it, there's like a face behind me. Okay. I'm out of here.
I usually we get them like coming out of people's butts and stuff. I swear I've seen that. Not a face, but orbs too. Orbs, certainly. Well, the orbs that we get in here are strictly dust particles. I'll show you some examples back on the bus, but they are pretty spooky looking. Dust or not. Yeah. Certainly the last thing I recorded, it was 20 below outside. That'll be the next episode. Right, we got the lights out now, so if you guys want to take some pictures. Where we were getting them from last time was up on the balcony area. Yeah, I got another question for you.
Yeah.
Peacock Alley. This is to be a tunnel that went underneath Congress Street to connect this to the auditorium. Is that tunnel still there?
Yeah, tunnel's still there. It's blocked.
It's all locked? It's blocked?
It's all blocked with bricks.
Oh, it's all with bricks?
Yeah, but you can see the door entrance.
Oh, yeah?
But it's closed to public.
I assumed it was probably still there. It would cost a lot of money to fill it back in.
Yeah. It actually was where it's at. It's a nice place. You
know? Yeah.
The way it came down from the first floor down.
Yeah. Because it was all lined with marble and everything.
Yeah. Oh. And you look up at the entrance, you know, the egg to come down, it's just floor.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, basically, they just blocked it off.
Wow. All right, anything turning up? No pictures or anything?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
All right, you guys ready to move on then?
Sure.
All right, let us move on. Jose, thank you very much.
Thank you
very much.
Music by Benny Goodman is being presented from the Joseph Urban Room of the Congress Hotel in downtown Chicago.
Well, folks, you heard it here first. Teddy Roosevelt not endorsing a candidate at this time. There are some strange noises that I'm hearing in the Florentine room on my first listen through here. I'm not using my entire usual rig. It would have been too complicated for the purposes of this. There are some noises that I'm hearing, but there are so many of us banging around and such a lot of echo in the Florentine room that really it could be just about anything. But if anybody else out there thinks they hear some mysterious voice going, "Bully!" by all means, let me know. And in any case, I hope you guys will tune in again next week. In the meantime, if you guys want to go to adamselzer.com/congresshotel.html, it's got a couple of the photographs that I'm talking about. Some more are still coming in, so I hope we'll be able to update them as the days go by. On our next podcast, which I hope to have up in about a week, Ken and I do an investigation looking for the rumored second H.H. Holmes murder castle. H.H. Holmes, of course, is, of course, the famous serial killer from the book Devil in the White City, who built a hotel full of secret passages and secret torture chambers down on the south side. Apparently, according to some newspapers in 1895 that we dug up, he actually had a second one that police uncovered about 10 miles north of there. We were able to pinpoint within about a block the location. We do a whole investigation of it and very nearly froze our gonads off in the process. So I do hope you'll tune in. Thank you very much. Once again, this has been Weird Chicago Radio. Don't forget to check the webpage, www.weirdchicago.com, for photographs and more information about today's episode. And tune in next time to Weird Chicago Radio.
The neighborhood gives me the creeps.